Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1114. Eat right and exercise. Simple, right? Right. By Elen Massicott of freetopursue.com. And I'm your host and narrator, Dr. Neil Malik. Hey there, happy Saturday. Hope your weekend is off to a great start. And welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, or OHD, where I act as your narrator of popular health and fitness blogs, and always with my commentary at the end. Now, today's author typically writes about personal finance, so you'll hear her frequently mentioned on Optimal Finance Daily. So if you like today's episode, subscribe to that podcast too. Again, that's Optimal Finance Daily. But with that, let's keep this intro nice and short and get right to today's post and start optimizing your life. Eat right and exercise. Simple, right? Right. By Elen Massicott. Of freetopursue.com. I met with a friend of mine just a few days ago and heard an all too familiar story. This friend is at the end of her rope. She's stressed out, not sleeping right, in poor health, and she feels like she has the weight of the world on her shoulders. As a result, she's not really taking care of herself the way she knows she should or could. The solution is simple, right? A majority will reply that she just needs to take better care of herself. She just needs to eat right and exercise. Why do we say that? Because that's the line we've been fed for so long. For those of you who don't know, not only am I a fire or firo writer, but I'm also a kinesiologist, which is a fancy way of saying I'm a personal trainer with a university degree in exercise science. Given this other occupation, I see folks in her situation more often than I'd like to admit. And anyone can fall into a stress-induced mess of existence. In fact, most of us will, at least once, at some point in our lives. Some people recover. Others never do. So, what's the situation exactly? It's when the body becomes so dysfunctional that even the mantra of eat right and exercise doesn't work anymore. In her case, she's been eating a lot of what would be considered good foods for many people, and she exercises far more than the average, including HIIT, or high-intensity interval training, all of which should give her results. But despite it all, she's been getting sicker. This type of dysfunction is easy to spot. Unfortunately, it's all around us, and it's starting to become the norm, which scares the heck out of me. Here are some visible signs of dysfunction: belly fat or weight gain, skin problems, rapid aging, general malaise, sleep disturbances, increased cravings and increased intensity of cravings, gastrointestinal disturbances or inexplicable body pain, frequent mood changes, depression or loss of engagement, increased anxiety, chest pain, increases in marginal behaviors, increases in injuries, increased use of mind-altering substances, increased use of distractions like television, social media, internet surfing or shopping, loss of focus, difficulty concentrating, and dizziness and headaches. Now, here are some invisible signs of dysfunction: increased resting heart rate, increased blood pressure, a fatty liver, clogged arteries, insulin resistance or diabetes, and endocrine or hormone system imbalances. The near universal underlying cause of what I just mentioned? Constant stress. Stress that never lets go. Constant preoccupation. Constant responsibilities, a never-ending list of I musts, I have tos, I shoulds, and I need tos. We can function under pressure, for a time, but we can't live in a pressure cooker 24/7. Unfortunately, an increasing number of us do. The obligations of this man-made system we live in has resulted in a level of complexity that can and will drive many, if not all of us, to our knees at least once in our lives. And for some, there won't be a second chance, because it's killing us, literally killing us. I understand the situation all too well. I've been there myself, twice. Twice I've experienced some of the diseases I just mentioned. Twice I've experienced a 25% increase in my body weight, depression, months of 4-hour sleep or insomnia, cravings that were so intense as to make me unable to concentrate on anything else until they were satisfied. It is pure. So, how do we pull ourselves out of this situation? Or how do we help a friend or family member who is living this nightmare? The optimal answer is a lifestyle redesign that involves getting rid of the source or sources and or causes of the dis-ease. These can include a bad work environment, dysfunctional relationships, an overtaxing job, or a job or profession we despise, overwhelming personal obligations, unbearable money obligations, an unbearable commute, a bad living space, or a bad living arrangement. The reality is that part of the reason we're so sick is that we can't see our way out of our situation. And it's not surprising. When we're that unwell, taking a critical look at how we're living just becomes another stressor, and our ability to even attempt a critical evaluation feels overwhelming. Seeking help from someone who can see and understand the problem may be one way of finding the means to act when we can't see the forest for the trees. But when that's not possible, any small change can help. We can talk to those around us who we think can help. Sometimes, just sharing what's going on can mean others ease off and ask less of us, at least for a time. We can also reduce or eliminate small things that are contributing to our constant stresses. Every few degrees of pressure we can relieve can give our system a chance to, if not get better, at least not get worse. Examples of small things that can make a big difference are reduce or eliminate small stressors like negative friends, unnecessary spending, consumption of negative news, saying yes to helping others. Sometimes we need to put the life jacket on ourselves. Never mind helping another to do so. Eat real food. Eliminate as much convenience and processed food as we can. Eat more basic protein-rich sources and lots of green vegetables. Regain control of a space that we can call our own and that enables us to relax. Make a point of connecting with positive people who make us feel safe to be ourselves. Increase our non-screen personal time. Increase our quiet time. Increase our physical self-care. Anything counts, from taking a walk, to getting a massage, to taking a nap, to going for a run, as long as it feels right to us and we know that it will feel good after the fact. These small things can seem laughable when we're in the thick of a stress-filled living situation, but when we're at our weakest, it's hard to see how putting in the effort to change, even a little bit of effort, can be anything other than an overwhelming exercise in futility, while already being in a state of overwhelm. But it's worth it. We're worth it. We're worth investing in ourselves. We are worth saving. You just listened to the post titled, Eat Right and Exercise. Simple, right? Right, by Elan Massicott of freetopursue.com. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at indeed.com/health. Just go to indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care, and we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Dr. Neil here for my commentary. I don't know if you remember, but a couple of months ago, I shared with you a story of a student enrolled in my stress management class. Around midterms, I sent out a survey to all of my students asking them which stress management technique they had started using. And one student replied, "I haven't started using any of them. I'm just too busy. But once things calm down, I'll be sure to try one of them out." This was so disheartening to me. I realized that I had failed this student. I failed to make the point that these were the times when managing stress and incorporating ways to relieve that stress were so important. I feel a little better knowing that Elin experienced this too. As she said, incorporating even little behaviors that help ease our stress or that pressure can seem laughable when we're in the thick of a stress-filled situation. But, and I quote Elin here, "It's worth it. We're worth it. And now is the best time to be incorporating those techniques. Even if they seem overwhelming right now, they will help relieve that pressure and you will start to feel better." All right, that'll do it for today. I hope you're having a wonderful weekend if you're listening in real time. And I'll see you back here tomorrow for the Sunday show and where your optimal life awaits.